Proverbs 11:17 says, "The merciful man doeth good to his own soul, but he that is cruel troubleth his own flesh." If only this truth could sink down into the heart and soul of every man, woman, and child. When you show mercy to others, it's good for the soul. When you're cruel to others, it's actually self-destructive. Now, even Christ-rejecting liberals and atheists know this. That's why at certain times of the year, especially and in times of great disaster, you'll find the most godless among us become so charitable. And the fact is, when asked, they will almost always tell you that they believe what we just read in Proverbs. I once saw a sort of jaywalking segment on a news station. Some of you may remember Jay Leno going out on the streets and interviewing people, and just everyday people walking up and down the road, and he'd ask trivia questions or ask for opinions. They called it jaywalking. And that's what this reporter did one day near Christmas a few years back. But the reporter wasn't trying to get laughs or even collect information. The reporter simply asked two questions. Did you give more to charity during the holidays? And then if they said yes, which nearly all did, the reporter then asked, well, why do you do it? Why do you give? And almost every person that was asked those questions answered by saying, because it makes me feel good. Fine, but no Christian should answer that way. Is there anything wrong with feeling good about giving? Absolutely not. Our text says the merciful man doeth good to his own soul. So showing mercy by giving to the needy ought to make you feel good. But the question is one of purpose. Is that why you give? That reporter asked dozens of people why they give. And nearly every person said that they give to get something, a good feeling. But this text isn't telling us to give in order that we might feel good. It simply states the fact that those who show mercy are doing good to his own soul. So don't get confused by careless reading. You'll hear us quoting 1 Corinthians 10:31 frequently. Whether therefore ye eat or drink or whatsoever ye do, do all to the glory of God. If you get something out of showing mercy, that's not wrong. If you feel good when you show mercy, and if it just seems to make you feel more loving or more kind or more complete as a person serving the Lord, however you would describe it, don't feel guilty about it, but check your motive. Our purpose in showing mercy is because God has shown us mercy. But when we, as saved sinners, don't show mercy, then we are demonstrating an ungrateful and thankless attitude. James 2:13 says, "For he shall have judgment without mercy that hath showed no mercy, and mercy rejoiceth against judgment." And Jesus said this in Matthew 5:7, "Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy." And in Luke 6:36, "Be ye therefore merciful, as your Father also is merciful." We have been shown incredible mercy by God. It's beyond words. We should respond with mercy toward others. God saves all who will repent of their sin and turn from their wickedness and unbelief. And as you turn to him helpless and empty-handed, relying solely on the shed blood of Jesus Christ on the cross and the power of his resurrection for eternal salvation, apart from works or any merit on our part, as explained in Titus 3, 5-6, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy, he saved us by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost, which he shed on us abundantly through Jesus Christ our Savior. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. That's exactly what our proverb is telling us. That those who show mercy, the merciful man, doeth good to his own soul. And it's only reasonable that we respond to God's mercy in that way.